好，这个终于可以不要那么咳嗽的来讲经哈，就还是乖乖的去吃药哈。
Finally, it has taken me a while to recover from my cough. So it shows that we still sometimes have to be diligent and go take medications.
他
的麦克风有，我可以拿高。
OK, 好。OK, 那我们今天呢，就 welcome back, Annie 回来帮我翻译，我就轻松多了。哈，那今天我们还是要继续讲第二品，也就是大圣大吉地藏十轮经的最核心的一品，讲十轮怎么从佛呢教导地藏王菩萨怎么带领众生一路修行一直到成佛，那顺便也把世间法如何当一个国王也一起讲了。
So today we are returning to chapter 2 of the Sutra of Ten Chakra or Chittagarbha Bodhisattva. And in this chapter, this is essentially the core of the entire sutra where the Buddha teaches Chittagarbha Bodhisattva how to lead sentient beings all the way from an ordinary state to obtaining Buddhahood. And in this chapter,The Buddha also integrated the secular practice of how to be a good king and integrate these both point of view to expound his teaching.
那最近哈，在那个新闻呐，就是我们常常法师也要看新闻的哈。在新闻里面呢，最近好像有蛮热门的一个主题哈，就是什么？一个是英国的王位继承，一个是日本的王位继承，然后呢不管怎么样，这个继承人是非常重要的，那两个国家的那个现在的 the king 都the queen 或 king 都年纪非常的大了，然后他们呢听说这个日本的已经要接交棒了，还没往生就要先交棒，那这个英国的呢还没有，然后大家议论纷纷，到底是要给这个这个七十几岁的这个，还是要给这个三十几岁的哈？就是那到底要选哪一个比较好呢？那我们的第一王伦哈，就是说当你要成为一个好的治理好的国家的时候呢，第一个选国王就是很重要哈。
So, for us, it's important to follow contemporary current events. So, I've been watching news or reading newspaper lately, and there's a topic that has been highly debated in the past recently. It's about the passing on of thrones and power to the crown prince. And this is actually happening in two countries. One is in England, and the other one is in Japan.And so there's a lot of discussion in England, especially, whether the throne should actually be passed on to the crown prince, Prince Charles, or to the grandson,
William.
Prince William. So it's been hotly debated. And similarly, in Japan, there's also this transition of power.
好，那我们前面已经讲了四个王伦，就是说当你要成为一个好的国王治理国家，第一个呢就是要能够选一个能够代表有德行，能够这个有愿心，然后各方面都能够服众的一个国王，然后他当他登基以后呢，他就要必须有他的治国事业，就是他整个要处理哪一些事物呢，他必须要知道，然后知道之后呢，他还必须设立赏罚，设立法律这些东西，因为有些人他就会作怪嘛，有些人他可能会反抗，那有些人他就是不愿意好好的做事情，那就有赏罚制度，然后等到赏罚制度设立之后呢，那他必须要有一个治国的政法，就是说这个国家如果说我是奉行社会主义， 我是奉行民主主义，那这就是我们大家一起要共同努力的哈。
So previously we have talked about the four different chakras of how to be a good king. And first of all, it's in selecting the right candidate to become the next king, someone who's qualified. And this person has to be familiar and competent with national affairs. And thirdly, it's important to establish a standard of a law for giving rewards and punishment to keep people in line. Fourthly, it's very important to further on establish a principle in governing this country. Say if everybody in the country agree upon democracy, then this is the principle that we should continue to follow.
然后接下来的第五轮呢，就是说好，那我们这个国家都已经就是制度各方面都已经是都已经完备了之后，问题是呢，你就是这个国家哈，人民呢这个安居乐业哈，然后又很物资很充足的时候呢，开始怎么样，人又会有贪心哈，你自己里面的你自己呢里面会自己里面没事情，但是别人会觊觎你的财富，觊觎你的东西，所以呢你还必须要能够防守保护这个国家，所以你必须要有一个就是防守的系统，避免别人来打你哈。上次我们讲的对不对，美国人家现在是怎样，韩国呢他开始他还没有打哦，他只是在弄一些核子武器的时候，你就必须要怎么样提高警觉，因为他可能核弹头是对着你的国家，那你必须就要有一个防治的系统，你不能就白白的挨打嘛。所以每一个国家它有一个防守的系统。
So once the first fourth chakra or levels of governing has already been firmly established, the system has been set up, etc., and the country is starting to prosper, then this is a time to start taking care of the fifth chakra, where it becomes necessary to build a defense system for the country, because if the country is prospering, then even not just within the nation, but also outside of the nation, people maybe start to become greedy, wanting to attack and take advantage of the prosperity. So it's important to establish a defense system to protect the people. The example we gave last time is North Korea has been testing the nuclear missiles. And so when this is starting to happen, the U.S., for instance, need to be on defense, need to be alert about it and start to have some sort of plan in place just in case if anything happened. So this is the kind of defense system or protocol that I'm talking about here.
那我们最有名的哈，就是过去历史上最有名啊，听说在那个这个外太空可以看到的就是中国的万里长城，对吧？那时候是因为秦始皇哈，他要保护他的疆土，不就避免那个匈奴攻进这个中原哈，所以他就盖了一个很长的哈，哇，这么长的万里长城来保护这个国家，这样子。
One of the most famous of such defense system is the Great Wall that was built in the Qing Dynasty, created by the first emperor of Qing. And in order to protect his state, his nation, he built this long, long, gigantic wall to ward off enemies.
Yeah. 那我们现在在美国呢？好，这个应该大家知道哈。我们的总统哈，这个让非常 debate 的哈，还要Government 还要 shut down 哈，我们的 United States 呢准备要盖一条什么啊？这是墨西哥嘛哈，然后这南美嘛哈，然后我们准备啊，也要有一个万里长城哈，就是要防止什么啊？我们防止墨西哥的人哈就到美国来怎么样抢我们的工作了哈。
And in recent news, as all of you know, are aware of, President Trump has proposed to build this wall between the United States and Mexico to ward off illegal immigrants from Mexico to steal all the jobs in the U.S. So again, he's proposing this long wall along the border. It has been causing such debate that it led to government shutdown.
那有没有人 follow 到底通过了没
？Do any of you follow the news? Has it passed?
还没有，还没有哈。好，那不管怎么样哈，因为我们没有站在总统的这个高度哈跟角度哈，有时候我们实在很难想象，好为什么要做这样的一个决定哈？那他可能不管是怎么样，他的利益还是想要保护美国的利益。好，美国人民或美国这块土地的利益，哈，所以身为一个国王或是一个总统呢，他就有一个责任，必须要保护他的疆土，还有疆土里面的所有资源。
So regardless, what we may think of it, but since we are not standing at the vantage point of a president, we sometimes it's hard to really put ourselves in that position to think in terms of the entire nation.After all, no, regardless of whatever else that's going on, one of his main motive is to protect the lives and security and prosperity of the U.S. citizens. So that is one of the motives for behind this wall building.
但是哈，其实现在还有一个战争哈，不是战争，还有一个很重要的议题哈，现在大家。全部在努力的 defend 就是我们的这个所谓的artificial intelligence 哈，就是现在不是这种 physical 的墙可以 defend 了哈，我们所有的东西已经变成是属于 digital 的东西，我们还需要保护哈，所以这个是一个 endless 什么是最好的解决方法呢哈？老实说无解。但是身为佛教徒我们还是看看要怎么样成佛比较实在一点。
So it is the job of the national leader and president to protect the security, safety of his citizens. So while there is this discussion about this physical border between US and Mexico, there's actually another front that's even more crucial to protect the cyber wars between all different countries and protecting all our digital security as well as all the artificial intelligence. And this war, is endless as to what would be the best solution. It's really hard to say, or maybe it will be hard to get a best solution. So us as Buddhists, perhaps it's more tangible to focus on ourselves and toAgain, focus our attention to how do we cultivate ourselves to become closer to attaining Buddhahood.
好，所以在这个平行哈，佛陀在跟地藏王菩萨哈，这个其实他主要是分享说怎么样成佛的这个轮十轮呢？他只是用世间的这种世间法哈，用成为一个国王来做比喻，所以他是平行的在进行哈。那平行的我们之前已经讲到说第一个呢在我们娑婆世界这个五浊恶世一定要 appointed, 一定要找一个代表性的佛来当我们的精神指导，那就是释迦牟尼佛他承担了这个责任来到我们娑婆世界成为我们的教主。然后呢他有一个教化事业，我们也讲过三个面向，然后他设定的戒律来告诉我们要成为一个修行人呢，什么该做什么不该做，然后要建立什么佛法的正见，不要落入邪见之后就走歪了之后你就很难再回来了。
So essentially in this chapter, there's a parallel, the whole discussions about managing kingly affairs is used more as a parallel analogy.Really pointing to for us, how do we become a Buddha? So the parallel discussion is this path of becoming, obtaining Buddhahood. And the first one is appointing a Buddha. So in this turbulent world that we're in, it's important to have a spiritual leader. And in our case, it's the Shakyamuni Buddha. And the second chakra is Dharma teaching.And the Buddha has established three aspects of Dharma teaching. And the third chakra is establishing a Vinaya, a set of precepts so that practitioner can follow, knowing what they should do and what they should refrain from. And the fourth one is establishing the correct, the right view about practice, so that we can protect ourselves from deviant views. Because once you start going down onto the deviant path, whatever you do can be very different from the goals that you have initially set out to achieve.
那就跟一个国家一样哦，那我们上次有讲过，一直在提醒大家，一个国王是要保护一个国家的疆土，对吧？那身为一个佛教徒，我们要保护的疆土是什么？是我们的心。好，那要修行的时候呢，那我们的 defense system 是什么？我们的心，好，当然我们还没有解开悟的时候呢，他就好像是他一个小小的心，他的心，你的心，我的心，哈。那这个时候呢，你必须要保护你的心。这时候呢，佛陀就是说，要善守六根。
So as a king, his job is to protect his land, his national borders. But as Buddhists, what is it that we're supposed to protect?We're supposed to protect our mind. Before we achieve Buddhahood, this is what the fifth Buddha chakra is talking about. Before we obtain Buddhahood, or enlightenment, we all have our sort of individual little mind. And these little minds that we actually have to protect and to make sure that it doesn't become deviant. And so we have to protect our six faculties.
那这道理何在？其实比如说，其实身为任何一个正信的宗教，就是说不管是佛教、天主教、基督教或是伊斯兰教，成为一个这个世界上被公认的正信的宗教，其实他的内心是会慈爱的。那可是呢，会有一些人他会来攻击，会来批评我们这个宗教，好，还有呢，我们在日常生活中，难免就是彼此啊会有嫉妒啊，会有嗔恨啊，会有怨仇啊。那这时候，就是所有的批评的语言、行动就会开始来找我们，对不对？那这时候我们要善守六根，不然的话呢，会怎样？要么就忧郁症，要么就自闭症，要么就是去自杀，要么就去杀人。那身为一个佛教徒，你的心一定要保护好，当这些所谓的毒药要靠近你的时候呢，那你要怎么防守善守你的六根呢？
So there are many different religions in this world, such as Buddhism, Muslim, Christianity. Any of these main religions, at the core of these beliefs need to be compassion and love. Well, while these religions are upright, it's inevitable that there will be people attacking or slandering them. Similarly, us as individuals,In our everyday lives, we encounter many different events and activities with people. And it is also inevitable that jealousy, hatred, or negative emotions that will crop up. And they come in the forms of speech attacks or physical attack actions, things that are harmful to our physical body as well as to our mind. So when situations like this arise, it becomes essential for us to learn how to protect our mind and protecting our six faculties. That's the way that we're going to protect our mind. Exactly how do we do that? 好，
来，我们来看看，刚刚不是讲日本跟英国吗？这两对结婚的时候都是非常的风光的，这个男的俊，女的美，就是王子公主结婚这样子，过着幸福快乐的日子吗？大家都知道嘛，这个戴安娜王妃这样，后来也是忧郁症嘛，来下场，然后 好，然后你们知道这个日本的，我也是最近哈，什么子啊，牙子王妃哈，哇，也是哈，一阵子自闭忧郁哈，因为所有的语言舆论攻击哈，其实都会放在他们两个的身上哈。那其实要当王妃真的很不容易，你要承受的太多哈，包括我们的这个现在的 Trump 的那个我们的第一夫人。哦、他当了第一夫人之后很感慨，他说他从来、哦、没有遭受过这么苛刻的批评、哦、当了第一夫人也要被人家、哦、品头论足、哦、都是很多的语言的、哦、攻击的。
So going back to the example that I mentioned earlier, the two countries, Japan and EnglandAnd remember Princess Diana and Princess Masako, when they were getting married,、those were major events of the century. They're often dubbed as、the weddings of the century. But what happened afterwards? Does it mean happily ever after? Hardly.、well, you all know what happened to Princess Diana after going through a very turbulent marriage、and eventually come to her untimely death. And as for Princess Masako,What I just learned recently that actually after she got married, she suffered from depression and anxiety、because she is faced with、so much pressure and so much attack、after becoming the princess. So to fit into the role of、becoming a princess is actually very, very difficult. Even our first lady,、President Trump's wife, Melania,she just said recently that、she has never been under such scrutiny in her life, that no matter what she does, however she dresses, she is、often confronted with a lot of verbal abuse as well as a lot of attacks, criticisms from other people.
所以当我只是举比较哈极端的例子，当然我相信在我们每一个人的日常生活中哈，我们都是用我们的价值观，我们对这个他人的解读，对于这个世界的解读，然后我们来反映我们的意见，所以我们常常也会彼此互相伤害的哈，那会彼此这个有，就比如说我们最亲的人好了，夫妻，好，亲子之间是每天哈，好，这样子哈，这样子来折腾哈，然后呢还有自己的父母亲哈，那我们要怎么样来，就是说这是每一个人都没有办法幸免的一个，就是外来的这种不如意，那我们要怎么样来善守我们的六根呢？
So the examples I've just gave are the extreme cases, but、same kind of pressure actually applies to every single one of us. Oftentimes in our daily life, we apply our personal values and form all these different sorts of opinionsAnd、we can hurt each other. And oftentimes with、people that tend to be that are closest to ourselves, such as husband and wife or children and parents. And day in and day out, this daily grind of、frictions is inescapable. So, and no one can really escape from this kind of、conflict、that are...created from interacting with external sources. So it becomes especially crucial for us to learn then, since the obstacles and conflicts are inevitable, how do we protect ourselves?
那 如果、哦、我们把佛教的这个八识、哦、的这个观念、哦、拿来看看、哦、你看看我们的六根、哦、眼耳鼻舌身意、哦、那这是一个根，就是它是一个接收器，那它接受了什么？外在的色声香味触还有法，就是这些世间的一切的现象叫做法。这时候呢，其实这个、六根接受讯息资讯的时候呢，它到底我们要怎么反应，其实是在我们的内心里面，这个 process 在内心里面的这个这个什么，这个做判断，然后做反应的哈。所以今天我们接受讯息， 到底我们要选择怎么样的反应？你可以选择悲伤，你可以选择气愤，你可以选择怎么样不反应，好，或是你甚至可以启动你的慈悲心，给予他正面的回应。那这完全是在这个黄色里面，是我们的心来操作它。那如果说我们用我们的惯性或是我们的业力哈，来操作所有外在进来的讯息，那就叫做轮回，就是你会一直重复性的用过去的经验，比如说这个人讲这个你就气，再来讲又气，再来讲又气，好，那他你就一直 repeating， 就是重复你的业力的操作。那假设是我们现在好，是因为资讯太发达哈，这个手机哈也会给你叫做什么 bully， 叫什么霸凌哈，莫名其妙的霸凌很多。如果我们不懂得处理的话呢，那这个讯息就一再一再的哈灌输到我们的心里，然后我们一再一再的生气，一再一再的这个悲伤的时候呢，那迟早我们每个人都要得忧郁症。
So looking at this diagram, if we analyze do analysis using our understanding of the A consciousness. First of all, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind are the faculties. They are the receptors receiving information from external and internal spheres. And so these are receiving, they are the faculties that receives. And they deal with information's phenomena or dharma that are called the form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, and as well as mental phenomena. But how do we deal with information that is received through these six faculties? It's the mind, actually. The mind is doing the processing, reacting, making decisions. And so once the information has been received, it's the mind that chooses how to react. You can choose to react positively to some sort of negative events, or you can also choose to decide to react negatively with anger and hatred, or you can decide to not do anything, or you can even decide to react with compassion. So it is the mind that is doing all these processing and reacting. If you were to follow your habitual patterns that came from endless lives in the past, and it becomes a karmic habit, and whenever you are confronted with one situation, then you turn on your autopilot and react in the old way that you've always been reacted to. So if you do it like that, then you are essentially following your habitual pattern. It becomes a cyclical cycle of life, birth, and death. It's cyclical, and there's no breaking away from it. There's a lot of internet bullying these days as well. So even sitting at home, people can be confronted with a lot of criticisms from the internet. So again, how do you choose? What does your mind choose? You can choose to, whenever you're confronted with negativities, to react in the same way of anger, sadness. Well, then if that's the case, then eventually it will lead to depression, anger, suicidal thoughts. So that is to react to all these stimuli in a way that merely follows your habitual patterns.
所以我们要怎么善守六根？这个时候呢，它并不是像我们刚刚讲的那个叫做万里长城哈，或是墨西哥那道墙，什么？哎，我们来 build up 一个墙，那把我们的六根全部包起来哈。那就有的人就说，把死，我看这个世界太乱了哈，你决定要去深山修行哈，不要看到这些人事物，我们去深山嘛哈。那有的人在禅堂呢，就是因为这个通通关起来嘛哈，那你有本事还可以把你的一根呢不动，那你就入定，那就是天下太平，没有事嘛哈。哎，对不起，这不是我们的善守六根，好，这个叫做什么？你把自己呢做了一个金钟罩，有没有？ 金钟罩啊，把自己扣在里面。好，这不叫三手六根。佛陀教我们的三手六根是什么呢？接下来讲哈。
So exactly in this kind of situations that we just talked about, how do we then protect our faculties? The kind of protection we're talking about is not like the great wall. You don't build a great wall around you. Some people have said to me that, oh, this world is so chaotic. 但是 let's all go to deep in the mountain where we can shun all that, those away. Some people, when they go into the Chan Hall,they do the same thing, and they shut down their five faculties. And some, if you're a really good meditator, you can even, quieten your mind faculty, so you enter a state of samadhi. But this is not the kind of protection I'm talking about. That's not what we're referring to. We're not trying to build a wall and hide inside a wall.
因为入定哈，只是事情暂时没有了哈。等你出定了以后，所有的问题是不是都回来了？好，大家都知道嘛，所以这不是佛陀要我们善守六根，其实是有一个根本的办法。
Because entering samadhi is actually very transient, temporary. It may seem everything is peaceful and quiet once you are in the samadhi, but when you're out of it, every obstacles and conflict will come back to you. So the Buddha has actually introduced to us a very, a method that is even more fundamental in teaching us how to protect the six faculties.
那怎么做哈？我这也是最近我比较有学习到的哈，就是说在我们的内心要依示范住哈，就是慈悲喜舍，然后呢要让自己具有四辩才，就是对法、对义、对慈哈、对相应的部分要有能力哈来传达，然后要能够安立清净的三解脱门，就是空、无相、无愿。
The method is, and this is something that I have been mulling over and really learning a lot about recently as well. So our mind has to be abiding in the four immeasurable attitude of immeasurable love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. At the same time, we should equip ourselves with the foureloquent abilities of being able to explain and debate about these four aspects very clearly. The four aspects are dharma, interpretation, language, and responding. To be able to be clear, to clearly explain and defend it. And finally, the mind should always be settled in the three gates of liberation, which is emptiness, no aspect, and no desire.
那这个四无量心哈，非常的重要。其实它也是很高阶的一个修行方式。那我们一般人刚开始的时候哈，那我们就是要练习什么？我们的六根打开接受讯息的时候，不管是怎么样，那我们内心就是散发我们的慈悲心。好，就是就这次我们不是法华一疗愈课程嘛，它就是用佛陀的一种慈悲的这种智慧之光，慈悲之光，我们练习啊，我们其实我们没有办法知道佛陀的光是怎样，但是我们就练习说，当我们很负面的时候，当我们接受到非常重大的打击的时候，就是练习，就是说你还是把讯息收进来，但是你的内心是保持着慈悲，你祝福他，你想象着佛陀慈悲的光芒，然后你传达，从你的内心 process， 不要依照我们的业力的惯性，而是用就是去启动我们的四无量心，然后去散发这种善意的力量。好，这叫做第一步的善守六根。这样子的话，我们的六根不会因为这不好的讯息去做错误的身口意三业。
So the first is to abide in the four immeasurable mind or attitude. And this is actually a very high level of practice. So regardless what incoming information are, is whether it's negativities or criticisms, we try to always generate and give off the light of compassion, just like the kind of compassionate and wisdom light that Buddha emits. Of course, it's hard for us to even imagine what kind of light the Buddha is emitting, but still we can try to emulate it. So while our six faculties are processing and receiving information, external stimuli, we can choose not to follow the habitual patterns that come from past lives and karma. Instead, we can choose to react to these negativities with compassion, with a mind of blessing, benevolence, to give blessing to the person that you feel negative toward or the event, and not to follow our old patterns.
那其实我们今生来此很短的，如果你去看佛经，释迦牟尼佛真的很了不起，因为他来到这个世间要带领我们，他只有不到100年，其实他只有活了80年，对吧，好的时间。那你去天什么刀立天啊，或去什么天度众生，还有那个什么香积佛国，哇，那里的佛的寿命都好久好久呢，他慢慢来度嘛。但我们的释迦牟尼佛到这边来，他只有80年的时间，我们的业报身就是不到100年。好，那他必须我们来短短的100年，在天上差不多一天的时间，那我们能做什么呢？你不能说我们立地成佛，我们还没有那么大的这个根性，但是呢，我们可不可以试着用慈悲心去转化我们的业力？当遇到冤亲债主，遇到那个仇视我们的人的时候，如果我们可以练习，日常生活中练习不起嗔恨心，就很了不起了。然后反而还可以起慈悲心，哇，对我来讲这就是今生很大的成就了。我的要求不高，但是我希望我遇到很不好、不顺、非常不顺意的事情的时候，我还可以很自然的发起慈悲心，哇，那我就觉得这个修行，这个业力就已经开始转化了。
We have our lifespan as human beings are really short. So think about the task that Shakyamuni Buddha is settled with to teach us. He has to operate within this very, very short lifespan. Human lives up to 100 years, but the Buddha actually lived for 80 years. Comparing to the kind of lifespan the heavenly deities enjoy, thousands and thousands of immeasurable lives, years, the time that Shakyamuni Buddha had with was really short. And similarly for us, our lifespan is short. It's only equivalent to maybe one day in the heavenly realm. So what do we do in such a short span of time? It's not responsible to say that I will immediately in this very ground become the Buddha, because that's just not possible and not realistic. For me though, in order to be able to change the habitual patterns and start to practice reacting to negativities with a compassionate mind would be a more substantive achievement. So whenever I'm confronted with enemies or things that are that really doesn't follow according to my wishes, that's not a very negativities, obstacles, if I am able to not only give in to my habitual patterns of anger and hatred, and instead I'm able to spontaneously generate a compassionate mind and practice and giving these compassionate light to my enemies, if eventually I'm able to reach that kind of state, I would think that's indeed a significant step forward for my own practice.
我们来彼此共勉。那这个四辩才也很重要，其实它包含了四个，比如说对法的了解，你对法的真实体验，不是说，那第二个是说 你有了体验之后你怎么是解读它，然后你怎么选择你的言辞去说明它，然后最后呢，应是这样， 你怎么样去相应的帮助别人？好，那这怎么说哈？比如说我们都知道嘛，哈，因缘果啊，佛教徒已经都是滚瓜烂熟因缘果。可是你真的了解因缘果吗？我们真的了解了吗？如果我们真的了解因缘果哈，我们都不会有 complain， 都事事如意，好，因为就是 follow 因缘果嘛，有什么好 complain 的，对不对？因为我们还没有直接的，好，这个体证到缘起法的哈，所以我们还是其实不是真正很了解。但是我们了解的话，20%，你可以好好的解释吗？好，比如说这个三世因缘果，我们不要讲三世，因为看不见。好，今生作善得善，作恶得恶，但是作善为什么得恶呢？你会解释吗？好，啊，当你在选择言辞的时候，就说，哎，我告诉你哦，你呢一生布施哦，然后现在遭遇这种哈，就是你业报现前，好，你要好，你就讲得让人家很 upset， 那你的这个言辞就没有语言三昧哈，这样你要让人家觉得哇，我这是我要这个提升的一个机会，而不是受果报的一个事件。好，那还有一个是什么相应啊？好，就是说相应它有一个是说你。我知道你的问题在哪里，好，你来问我因缘果跟你来问我因缘果，我给你的答案是不一样的，我跟你的说法是不一样的，那都可以帮助你，可以帮助你。好，有的人他比较感性的，你就要怎么讲，有的人他很理性的，你要怎么讲，对不对？那老人来讲，年轻人来讲，小孩来讲，那不一样的呢。好，然后还要怎样啊，你要能够乐说，就是一大堆人都来跟你问同样一个问题，你还很快乐的一直讲，这个国行法师就很有本事。好，那像我们法师有时候讲到第十遍的时候，脸就怎样，脸就快要变形了，说，哇，今天已经有十个人来跟我甘露因缘果的问题，哇，讲到就很好，这到相应，所以这个不是只有法师要练习，你们平常要练习的，你的小孩子一遍又一遍的，那好，不是讲烦你，就因为一遍又一遍的挑战你，你讲到第十遍就要开始打人，就不行，就没有四遍才。
So the kind of state I'm aiming for, that I just described, it's something that we should all strive to and we should practice together toward that mean, toward the end. As to the next level, becoming equipped with the four eloquent ability, this ability has to come from a deep understanding of realization of Dharma. So you first not only have to understand it intellectually, but also to have firsthand experiential understanding. And then you start to develop the ability to explain the Dharma well enough that you can actually help people. For instance, as Buddhists, that most of you have been here in a long time, you are very familiar with the concept of cause,conditions and effect. But is your understanding deep enough that you will be able to explain it well to people and also to yourself? So if you have a true realization, experiential understanding of cause, effect, and conditions and effect, then no matter what you're confronted with in life, there you would not have any complaint because you understand it so fully.Even if you haven't reached that kind of deep level of understanding, if you only have 20% of understanding, can you explain it? When people come to you with difficulties, would you able to explain it in a way that will make them happy and also to generate more confidence? So sometimes people can come to you and ask, oh, I have always done good deeds in my life, then why am I confronted with this negative result, negative karma?Sometimes people tend to explain, oh, you're just here to receive your karmic retribution. But saying things like that is not really going to help the other person. You're just going to make them feel kind of mopey instead of feeling that, oh, this is an opportunity for me to practice more and transcend myself. So to able to explain Dharma and the concept in the way that is not only accurate and articulate, but also helpful to the person that is...asking the questions. Some people who are more sentimental, some people who are more analytical, old people, young people, children, they all have different, there are different ways of communicating with them. And so you have to say it in a way that will sort of hit the spot for each, all these different individuals. Furthermore, you have to develop the endurance or the ability to able to explain numerous times joyfully. And with this regard, our Guoxing Fa Shi is actually very good. He's able to explain Dharma many, many times, not losing his patience. And some of us, on the other hand, when the same question is asked 10th times, you start to become crestfallen and get tired of it. Same thing with parent and children. When children keep nagging at the parent with the same questions, you need to practice this ability, patience, to explain the same concept different ways and many, many times over and over again. So this is to develop the four eloquent ability in a word, order to explain Dharma in a way that truly helps the listener.
那我们的师父，我们的创办人圣严师父呢，就有一个本事。 其实我几个人体验到，几个人开悟呢，可是我们的师父可以把无我解释到大家都听得懂。好，那有的人就会说，那你讲的佛法没有很深啊，要那种听不懂的才比较深。那不是的，你要有本事把很深的佛法讲到你在每个不同的阶段你都懂。所以像我们 20年前读师父讲的书，你觉得好懂、好受益哦，对不对？好像是对我讲的。然后你10年后再拿出来看，因为你的修行跟你的佛法知识还有修行都不一样。你再看那一句同样的话的时候，就哇，这个师父怎么讲的这么深？然后在23年后，然后再拿来看，当你真的有什么修正的时候，再来看，哎呀，了不起，师父居然可以把无我 这样子的说出来，而且是不离无我的精神。那这叫做辩才无碍。那我们就是这样，我们是不懂又讲得让人家不懂，那懂得也讲得让人家不懂，然后又不相应，这样，这我们就没有这个本事。但是如果你有这个本事的时候，你的六根都是你的工具啊。 你不仅不会被人家害，而且你的六根全部是弘法的工具。你的心是被well protected，就是你的心不会被染污的，而且你还有发挥这个新的功能。So
our 师父 Master 圣严 has this wonderful, wondrous ability of explaining concepts to the listeners. Say, let's take the concept of no self as an example. How many of us truly understand the concept of no self? Not that many, truth be told. So, but he's somehow able to explain it in a way that everybody in the audience seems to be able to understand and benefit from it. So, if you listen to or read the same passage 10 years ago, you will feel that, oh, I can benefit from this passage and I seem to understand it. If you read it 10 years later, when you have developed a little further in your practice and understanding, and opening and reading the same passage 10 years later, you will feel, wow, Shifu is actually explaining the concept in a very deep, profound way. And let's say 20 or 30 years later, reading the same sentence, same passage again, you will again be amazed at the depth of Shifu's teaching, just reading the exact same sentence over the span of 30, 40 years. So Shifu has this ability to explain a very profound and deep concept to people at different levels, and everybody understand it, and he's able to still explain it in a way that it still follows the principle and not deviate from in terms of accuracy. That's very different from our ability. For us, oftentimes, what we try to explain things that we don't fully understand and people don't really understand us either. Or sometimes with concepts that we understand, we still explain in a way that people still don't get it. So this is then not the kind of ability that the Buddha is talking about here. But once you're able to really develop this ability to explain Dharma eloquently, not only will your six faculties be protected, they actually become tools. Tools for you to relate to people, and then you can use them, these your six faculties, to expound Dharma, to reach out to people, different sentient beings, and help them in a way that really address their needs.
那当然了，最后一条，安立清净的三解脱门，这个当然就是说，如果我们真的这个修行到很高的层次，真正的善守六根是不用守它。那这个心其实是什么？跟空无相无愿是相应的。好，这个时候呢，它就是比如说涅槃寂静，就是你的心根本完全不动，你不用去守护它，它也不会被人家染污或是被人家攻击。那这个三解脱门 它的具体内容是等一下再讲。
As for the third level of settling in the three gate of liberation, this is an even higher level of realization, and it corresponds with the notion of emptiness, no aspect and no desire. And when you are at this state, there is no longer any need to protect your six faculty, to protect your mind, because once your mind is settled in emptiness, it won't be attacked, or it's not going to react to any kind of attack and criticism. So you no longer have to work on protecting them.
那这三解脱门，因为 我也没有那个四辩才，讲的这个三两句话讲不清楚，它根本就是一个主题，要好好的 越不懂的人讲越久。那我呢先把它介绍一下内容。空呢基本上是在讲三轮体空，就是没有布施的人，没有布施的事物，没有受施的人，这个就是要怎么样，能所双亡才要达到能所，至少能所双亡才可以达到这种境地。
For this three gate toward liberation, I'm going to try to tackle it briefly here. It actually requires, because I don't have this skill, this eloquence, so it should actually be treated as a separate topic. The people who understand it less actually takes longer to explain, but I'm going to just try briefly here. The first one is emptiness, and it's essentially talking about the notion of non-dualistic, no subjectivity, no objectivity, and when you're doing the act of giving, there's not the act of giving either. So no giver, no recipient, and no act of giving. And to be able to obtain this level, it's basically you need to have true realization of a non-dualistic mind, of having no subject and no object.
那这个无相是在讲无我相、无人相、无众生相、无寿者相。整部《金刚经》就在讲这个。
As for no form, it's referring to there's no false notion of self, others, sentient beings, and lifespan. And essentially, the entire Dharma Sutra is explaining this concept of no form.
那这个无愿呢，或是叫做无作呢，它意思是说已经到达无众生可度、无烦恼可断、无佛法可学、无佛道可成。哦，听了不要吓一跳哈！哎，这个是十地菩萨意思。十地菩萨断要断的最后一分无明，就是有众生可度、有烦恼可断、有佛法可学、有佛道可成。如果十地菩萨断了这最后一分的这个无明之后呢，他就妙觉等觉了哈。
And the third one is no vows. It's referring to there's no sentient beings to deliver. There are no vexations to cut off, and there's no dharma to learn, to study, and there's no Buddhahood to achieve. And when you hear this, do not become startled. It's not for us. It's for the bodhisattvas at the 10th bhumi. And this is the last delusional or last attachment they need to.
最后一分.
The last midget of attachment that they need to work on to cut off. Once they're able to cut off this attachment, that there is sentient beings to deliver, there are vexations to cut off, there's Buddha to, Dharma to learn, there's Buddhahood to achieve. Once they're able to cut off that vexation attachment, that immediately they will transcend and reach the wondrous wisdom of Buddha.
其实三解脱门哈, 金刚经里面讲的非常的完备哈，就这个，好就要等于要讲一部金刚经了哈。
So the three gates of liberation is explained in great detail and very in completeness in the Dharma Sutra. So, in the Diamond Sutra. So in order to explain these, the three gates of liberation fully, we actually then have to turn to and explain the entire Diamond Sutra.
好，这就是第五佛轮哈，还在第五哈，三首六根哇，就已经很了不起了哈。那我们再回到我们的世间凡夫哈，做国王哈，第六王轮，刚刚你把你的国家哈。 这个 defense 这个保卫系统都设得很好哈，防御系统都弄好了，那大家就在这个国境里面安居乐业嘛哈，然后还不错，但是呢，我告诉你哈，你身为一个国王，大家安居乐业不行，因为还有什么，还有一些什么能量不能发泄哈，听说美国不是篮球，足球还是什么球？ 哇，很疯狂，对吧？还有World Cup，对不对？世界杯啊，那个还有一大堆球赛哈。然后每次一到那个 Final 哈，哇，万人空巷，每个人都在家里开 Party， 然后再看电视哈。然后听说呢，听说那个时候的犯罪率变得比较低，因为连坏人都去看 Football 哈，然后喊呐，我要去那个 Stadium 哟，在那边嚯。 就是你要身为一个国王哈，当大家安居乐业的时候，你还得想办法帮大家哈发泄他们的精力哈，就要给他们一些娱乐啊哈，娱乐啊，看电影啊，什么秀啊，然后那个 sports 哈，哦，各种各式各样的东西，让大家可以把精力哈这样发泄一下哈，不然哈就犯罪率就越来越高。
So what we just talked about earlier is the fifth Buddha chakra. And there's already a lot that is included in this fifth chakra. Now, turning back to the kingly chakra, and we're moving on to the sixth kingly chakra. So it's basically talking about once everything is settled down, well protected, secure, then the king needs to provide some sort of entertainment, ways of outlet for people to use up their energy. So in the U.S., all sorts of ball games are very popular, baseball, football, basketball, and there are different kinds of clubs, bowls, March Madness, whatnot that's happening. And so people spend a lot of time watching, and I have heard this, that during these seasons, the streets become empty, that people all go to individual homes, hold parties, and watch these games on television. And there are even sayings that during this period of time, even crime rates goes down because the people who commit these crimes, they're also at home watching the ball games. Or they go to the actual games and, you know, screaming, cheering for the games, for the teams they like. So this is a way for them to use up the pent-up energy. And so for a king, once you have set up the law, set up a system, and secure the land, the boundary, then you actually have to work on developing some sort of entertainment. It could be movie or games, so that people would have a place to channel their energy.
其实即便你是一个公司的负责人，或是你是一个主管也好，其实这个 很重要哈，是其实工作跟娱乐，就是身心的松紧，其实是要调和的。好，你不要以为哈，你把你的员工哈这样榨干了哈，工作效率就会比较好。 其实 不是的。你要必须要让你的国民或是你的员工或是你的属下，他本身在工作还有社交娱乐或是工作以外的比如说修行也好或是宗教活动也好，他必须要有一个这样子的调试，不同的一种经历的这个使用，那它其实会更健康，更平衡，这是必须要的。不能说你一个国家然后老师就是人民就是工作耕田啊什么的，你一定要让大家有在精神面或是身心抒发的一种调和，那这是比较健康的。所以不管你是什么样阶层的主管，你也要注意一下你自己员工还有自己在工作与工作以外的这种活动呢，一定要调和。如果你完全没有，这是非常不健康的。
So not only for a king, even for managers or a head of a company, it's very important to take care of your employees in a way that you help them find a good balance between work and entertainment. Don't think that, all you have to do is to squeeze out the last drop of their energy and focus on work. That is not going to lead to maximum efficiency. On the contrary, it's not going to be efficient.So it's very important for you to devise ways to help your employees or the citizens of your country to balance different types of energy and to spend these energies in different types of activities, finding some sort of channeling the energy through some sort of spiritual activity or entertainment would actually lead to a healthier lifestyle and more productivity.And even for the manager or the king or the bosses themselves, it's also important to find this kind of balance.
对，然后那至于我们的佛轮呢，我们刚刚已经讲了，我们善守六根，我们的心以慈悲心慈悲喜舍为主，然后呢能够六根不被染污或影响的时候，这个时候呢其实就是要来修禅修的时候了，就是要在净律上，就是净律解脱等持修禅定，这个时候才来说修禅定啊。如果说我们稍微人家讲一下啊，前面的禅宗动一下，别人讲话大声一点或是打呼，那你在禅堂都已经这样子，心情就是这样，已经上上下下起起伏伏翻桃胸什么胸滚整个那个那你还要修禅定吗？ It's impossible。 所以你前面的一定要弄好，然后这个时候我们再来想说怎么样让我们的心能够游戏静虑，可以在禅定之中呢游刃有余这样。
So moving on to the sixth Buddha chakra. So earlier in the fifth Buddha chakra that we talked about how to protect your sixth faculty, so you are in the state of tranquility the whole time and compassion. So it's important to have that in place first. And then once that's in place now, then for us it's time to start practicing meditation.For people who haven't done the foundational work, they may enter the Chan Hall and easily be disturbed by people, perhaps a person sitting in front of you stretch a little bit, or when you're sleeping, the person next to you is snoring, and then you are very distracted by all these stimuli, and your mind is extremely turbulent and bothered by all these little things that other people do.If that's the case, then it will be very, very difficult to practice meditation. So first, you need to settle your six faculties to learn to regulate it in a way that you're not going to be distracted by all these external things. Then it will be time to turn to meditation and practice how to meditate and practice in a way that the mind is both light and settled.
那在这个第六佛轮里面呢，佛陀就介绍我们在 修行净律的时候，净律等持的时候呢，他就介绍了什么四禅八定，这是 四禅八定是供其他宗教的哈的修持，然后如是乃至一切佛定哈，就是第九定哈，就是佛定，就是从四禅八定到九定才可以这样子一路的修起来。然后如果能够这样修起来的时候呢，我们的内心才能够真正的喜对我们的法，对这个心产生怎么净信心，清净的信心，对佛法，对一个我们的心才能够产生这个清净的信心。
So the Buddha taught us, they are first of all the four dhyana states and a samadhi that is shared not only that's not only applied in Buddhism, but it's actually shared with other religions as well. And so you do this stage by stage after obtaining the four dhyanas and eight states of concentration. Then the ninth one is the samadhi of the Buddha. And stage by stage, once you're able to really settle your mind like so, then you will naturally give rise to this pure faith in the Dharma.
好，那这个讲修定的哈，其实我们在之前哈，这个第二佛轮的时候有讲过哈，十种修定的哈，然后这个修定就是我们一生的功课哈。
So, as to these different methods of practicing meditation, we have talked about this in the second Buddha chakra already, that 10 different methods. And practicing meditation and settling the mind is actually a task that we should continue to practice throughout our lifetime.
那我们再回到哈，就是凡夫世间的王伦哈，怎么成为一个国王哈？或是总统，那我们刚刚讲到了，你的防御系统也有了，那你这人民也是安居乐业，然后也有工作，也有娱乐，日子过得不错，但是呢怨敌伏藏，藏伏你要种种防守，就是说外面的人大炮这个飞弹进不来，但是里面就会有人潜伏进来，对吧？所以呢，比如说啦，我们最最最最痛心的就是911嘛，那叫什么 terrorist 恐怖分子，他会潜伏进来，然后他会来伤害这从暗的潜伏的来伤害。那为了这个哇，911以后我们搭飞机就非常辛苦，对吧？那反正一有什么恐怖事件的时候那我们去飞机场坐飞机就非常的辛苦所有的东西通通要掏出来什么东西通通都不能带然后但是这样的一个也是为了要什么样保护我们的安全因为万一有一个人就万一就漏掉那个人的时候那整台飞机的人或是整条船的人或是整条火车的人就会受到危险嘛
Now let's go back to the king chakra, and the seventh chakra is fostering homeland security. And so this is after that you have chosen the right king and established laws and securing your boundaries, warding off external enemies, and also setting up the right channels for education as well as entertainment.Now it's time to start focusing on what is hidden and unseen within the boundary. So in a sense, people who infiltrate your boundary and coming into your nation and stay in the hidden, in the dark that you don't see, that will bring harm to the country. So one of the most vivid and jarring example that we have is September 11th, where terrorists actually penetrated and hijacked these planes. So those terrorists were hidden. They were not seen. And since September 11th, now for us to take the airplane, we have to go through a lot of hassle, taking out everything in our pocket, taking off shoes, etc. But ultimately, all these measures are done to protect us. Otherwise, had we left out just one single person, it could endanger the entire plane of people or the entire train or the entire ship of people. So again, to be vigilant and to read out the hidden and unseen dangers.
那这些潜伏的敌人哈，那手法也是出日这个常常会哈出什么诶。像中文都不会讲哈，日新月异哈。然后呢，那我们的这个飞机场的这个安检哈，也相对的哈。现在还有狗，现在已经有机场哈，就除了检查所有的东西之外，还要被狗闻。每个人慢排队哦走，然后那个狗就叫一个一个闻，一个一个闻哈。那也不知道闻什么，应该不是闻毒品啊，也不知道闻什么这样。然后他也是要日新月异哈，跟着跟进啊哈，这样子哈，他们手法越高明，那你的这个防守系统就要跟着哈，越更新嘛哈。
And so all these different techniques or ways of infiltrating the country, the scheming, it's actually becoming more and more sophisticated as time passes. So similarly, your defense system also has to keep up with all these different new technology and new methods. And for instance, at the airport now, they are even employing dogs to sniff out danger.Not quite sure exactly what the dog is doing. It's probably not drugs, but not sure. But the dog will then sniff at every passenger, trying to catch any potential danger. So this just goes to show that the methods of defense also has to keep up with the criminal activities.
但是哈，现在这个世界，我们现在的这个世界哈，其实，怨敌藏伏哈，也不见得是外来的哈。你说哦，别的国家哈来间谍哈，然后什么恐怖分子哈，什么什么的哈，来破坏我们。哦，我们现在很潜伏的这种不定时炸弹哈，其实是有心理疾病的我们自己的国民。好，那我们知道，就过去两年来有没有？在教堂还有集会场所是不是，那其实这是我们每一个人共同的责任，因为我们不能怪那些心理有疾病或是有障碍的人，因为这也是我们大家一起造成的。那当我们的心理真的是失常的时候呢，或是他内心的怨恨没有办法发挥，然后以至于他失去正常人的控制能力的时候呢，他拿起枪到教堂扫射，好，或是在路上就扫射的时候，也是受伤害的，也是我们每一个人嘛，是不是？
In fact, a lot of these dangers that we're talking about, they are no longer external. We can't just say, oh, spies from other countries or so. A lot of it are actually arising from within the nation, within the citizen population, our own people.For instance, people suffering from psychological issues, single them out is not to blame them, because after all, it's caused by their issues, their problems is actually, we all contribute to their issues. It's a shared karma. But once their problem or psychological issue is not correctly controlled or directed, one day it could suddenly erupt, and these people may pick up guns and start shooting in churches, schools, or even just on the street, and citizens of the country become targets and get hurt as a consequence.
所以这种种种的防守呢，在我们现今的社会里面呢，其实还是回归一句哈，要让所有的人哦。其实它就我们是整个是地球哈，是一个共同体。好，你自己平安快乐，也要给他人平安快乐；自己的国家平安快乐，也要给别的国家的平安快乐。哈，这样大家才是一起平安快乐。哈，因为我们真的是一个共同体。
So all these boils down is that.We need to ensure and strive for peace, harmony, and happiness, not just within our national border, but across all different countries around the world. This earth that we're living in is increasingly shrinking, and in fact, we're all interdependent on each other, on each other's communities. So the happiness and peace in one country is not enough. It needs to be shared across the boundary, across borders, and with all the countries and all the people.
对，所以这个到第七王轮的时候，其实是内政，这个其实是最难防守的，因为你不定时，你根本不知道会在哪里发生，它就潜伏着。那其实我们要从自己开始检查，像我们华人，像我觉得西方人对于心理疾病很 open mind， 他常常就看心理医生说我有忧郁症，我怎样，然后动不动就去找心理医生，对不对？因为他知道自己有病，他去找心理医生治疗，那他自己会知道自己有病。那我们华人呢的文化就是会把精神疾病看成一个家丑还是什么东西，就是家里要是有人有那个忧郁症或是心理疾病，都不要给人家讲，不止讲，那自己有也不承认啊。那其实我都觉得说，我有时候我都跟我们的法师说，我也要得忧郁症了哈。因为我就觉得怎么会这样子哈。那当我自己警觉说好像有忧郁症倾向的时候呢，那我就自己开始注意了哈，不可以 negative， 不可以一直重复思考这个负面的问题哈，一定要跳出那个圈圈哈，就是说一定有烦人的问题嘛，一定有不喜欢的现象嘛哈。但是你发现你自己一直套在这里面的时候，你就告诉自己说要忧郁症哦，要忧郁症哦，赶快出来，要赶快出来，赶快先跳出来哈，把自己的生理心理健康弄好的话，其实对大家也是一个帮忙嘛哈。所以我们每个人其实多多少少都有忧郁症的啦，因为对这个世间都是不满意的啦哈。那老实说哈，佛陀看我们每个人都是神经病，真的，因为我们根本完全不晓得世间的真相是什么，活在一个虚幻的世界里面，喜怒哀乐。那佛陀就说，这一切都是假的呢，不要生气，不要生气，一切都是虚幻的，唯心所造的。但是我们还是不承认，说不对，我告诉你，那个人就是坏人，然后起了一大堆情绪，然后一辈子就过去了。所以我觉得啦，佛陀看我们每个人都是神经病。
So the seventh kingly chakra is focusing on, it's actually addressing internal affairs, internal issues, which are most difficult to catch. Because it could be anywhere, hidden, sprouting out, popping up whenever you are not paying attention. So it actually requires to do a good job with self-reflection, self-inspection. One of the example that we can have is to be more open-minded about psychological issues that people may have. A lot of the Westerners are a lot more open and candid about the psychological difficulties they face, but versus sometimes within the Asian community, it's still oftentimes seen as a taboo or something to be ashamed of. So if there's someone in the family or even that your very person is suffering from depression or anxiety, it tends to be a hush-hush kind of thing, and people don't talk about it. Or even myself, sometimes I share with other fashi that sometimes I feel I am going to get depression because I'm sort of in a loop of negativities. So whenever I experience that kind of low points, I remind myself it's very important to stay away from negative thinking and try to pull myself out of this negative energy. So in fact, for all of us, honestly, to a certain degree, we all have depression and anxiety. And I'm pretty sure in front of Buddha, when Buddha look at us, he thinks that we are all insane because we have all these delusional views about our world. He kept telling us that it's all illusion. So don't get upset. Don't get sucked in. It's all illusion. Everything's created by the mind. Yet we are very stubborn with our delusion. We hang on to it and we insist that, oh, that person is a bad guy. And so you continue your habit of hatred and anger, and then the entire life has passed.
Okay. 那我们这个讲到我们修行哈，佛轮怎么办？第七佛轮就是这样，烦恼并行哈，佛陀提供种种法药。老实说哈，修四禅八定哈，也不是那么顺利的啦哈。不是说哎，我来修初禅，然后就二禅、三禅、四禅，到第八定哈，这样子。当我们呢？能够开始心开始稳定要修定的时候呢，我告诉你内心的什么师父讲的哈，千年的粪坑就要开始出来了哈，你会发现更丑陋的自己，更深的烦恼，还有不仅是这一辈子你忘记哈不记得的所有的肮脏污秽的事情哈，很可能哦你上辈子上辈子有很多辈子呢，不是只有一辈子哦，上面的很多辈子的冤亲债主啦，业力呀，全部蜂拥而至，让你不能修行。这个大家都知道，修得越深的时候，那个障碍来，那有没有道高一尺怎么样？魔高一丈，连魔都以前哈魔都懒得理我们，因为我们都自己堕落了哈，不用他哈啊，等到你修行很好的时候，他就要现身了哈，那你的麻烦就我们的麻烦会很多，对不对？那佛陀要给我们说，哦，OK， 好，我们现在要修定了哈，但是问题会很多，我要给你一些种种法药，让我们来面对修定过程中的种种障碍，那是潜伏的哦，而且是。跟那个不定期，他也不知道什么时候会发生，什么时候会出现，不知道的。好，跟前面那个做国王那个哈恐怖分子一样哈，就讲种种法药。
So once we're turning to the seventh Buddha chakra. So once you have done all everything in the previous different chakras, and now you're finally ready to start practicing meditation.Do not think that practicing the four dhyana and eight state of concentration is easy, that you will just be able to smoothly sail through the stages one by one. That is not the case. Once you are ready to start really practice, then all sorts of troubles or past karma, memories will start to come forth to interfere with yourdrive to practice. There's actually a saying in Chinese that once you start ready to practice, it's like you're opening up a 1,000-year-old shithole that you have to start digging through all the past wrongdoings and all the negativities. So the Buddhas at points like this then says, don't worry, get ready. All these things are coming to bother you. Previously, because you don't want to practice, the demons won't bother you, all the negative things won't bother you because you already bring the doom upon yourself. But now, since you're ready to practice, all the demons and past karma will come back, to try to distract you. So the Buddha has indeed all these different types of Dharma medicines prepared for us, to help us continue with our practice.
那在这段里面呢，佛陀就提供了八种的药哈，但是我可能没有办法今天全部讲，但是先讲哈，第一个部分五停心观哈，大家应该听过哈。那这个五停心观是其实初阶、中阶、高阶的人都要哈具备的五停心观，就是当我们在修禅的过程中呢，起的任何的重大烦恼的时候呢，要有这个能力把它停止停息。好，那 就是不净观、慈悲观、因缘观、戒分别观，或是念佛观，然后是熟悉观。
So these eight different Dharma medicines that's listed in this chapter, I probably won't have time to get through all of them today. But I'm going to start out with the five method for stilling the mind, which most of you are already familiar with. So this is actually applicable for everyone, whether you are a beginner at meditation at practice or whether you're a very seasoned practitioner. They're all still applicable. You will use them one time or another. So it's the contemplation of impurity, contemplation of metta, of cause and conditions, the contemplation of the four elements, and working on the recitation of Buddha's name and meditation on breathing, on the breath.
那比如说不净观，师父有一次分享他在禅期的时候指导一位西方众，他其实打坐打得不错，可是呢他在不知道第几天的时候打坐打得很好的时候呢，忽然就是启动了他的性欲，然后呢他就非常想他的女朋友，然后到没有办法打坐，去跟师父说他要回家了，去找他女朋友啊。然后师父叫他再多坐一天还是不行，最后他就中途退出禅期回去找女朋友。那这时候你就要修不净观。不净观简单讲，人嘛，地水火风嘛，对不对？啊，人死掉之后是怎样？就是不净观，就是人死掉之后，九孔啊，然后有虫啊，然后最后就腐烂啊，那你当你对于这种那种贪欲心一起的时候，比如说即便是蛋糕也好嘛，蛋糕，我想吃蛋糕。有一次国兴法师说他打气打到一半，就一直想喝牛奶，一直想喝牛奶，不知道为什么，平常都不爱喝牛奶，就打到一半，一直想念头就是想要喝牛奶，想要喝牛奶，就说。那你就开始不净观，牛奶腐化烂掉，那是什么？然后牛奶净就是你要去修练习，就是把它 fast forward， 就是人那么漂亮啊，80岁的老人你还爱吗？通通是皱纹啊，对不对？脚也不行，膝盖也不行，你还爱吗？你到底是爱他的身体还是爱他的人啊？你去用一个不净观，然后去破除你对于物质或是色欲的一个贪心。
So let's take the first one, the example, the contemplation on impurity. There's an example that Shifu gave us some time ago. He had a Western disciple who is actually quite a good meditator. So he came and then sat in meditation for a few days in a very stable state. And suddenly, for some reason, his sexual desires were triggered. So he came to Shifu and said, I don't think I can continue. I'm going to go home and to see my girlfriend. Shifu told him to stay put and stay one more day. But that still didn't work. So that person actually at the end had to terminate the retreat early and actually went home to look for his girlfriend. So when things like this happen, it's very important then for us to use the method of contemplation on impurity. Guo Xing Fa Shi also shared an example with us that once when he was in retreat, suddenly he has this strong craving for drinking milk. And even on any other days, he doesn't even like to drink milk, but suddenly this craving was so strong. And this is when you apply the contemplation of impurity. You're sort of fast-forwarding events. Let's say if the attachment is a sexual attachment to a person, try to visualize, imagine what, our physical body is composed of the four elements. And as we age, wrinkles, and all sorts of ailment. And when we die, what happens? Everything starts to rot, starts to disintegrate, and maggots will come out of the different holes of our body. So try to visualize that. Or with that cup of milk, try to fast forward and think what's going to happen to this milk as it becomes spoiled and sour and whatnot. So that's the practice of impurity in a nutshell, to try to see the impurity of that person or of an element, an object.
好，那因为时间已经到了哈，这个五庭星官跟这个对峙五盖的这个事情呢，那我们就留在下一次啊再来说明。
Our time is up, so let's reserve the rest of the five methods, the other four, to next time.
这个地藏十轮经哈，我越读越多哈，就发现哇，我要把所有的禅修跟佛法哈都要 cover 哈，实在是蛮那个，但是是很好的一个学习哈，它等于是一个成佛的什么地图，好，还有所有需要知道的内容。重要的内容，佛法的教义，禅修的方法，修行的方法，忏悔的法门，全部都 cover 了，是蛮值得哈，大家去研读的哈。
So the deeper I go into this sutra, the sutra of ten chakra, it made me realize that it actually requires me to go back to a lot of the things, the basic principles, as well as different methods of meditation. It's a roadmap in front of us of how to practice from our current state to all the way to finally obtaining, realizing Buddhahood. It tells you methods of what are the right views, the right kind of wisdoms to have, the different methods of stilling your mind, and also different methods of repentance. It encapsulates everything. So it's a sutra that's definitely worth our studying.
基本上戒定慧三学全部 cover。
It encompasses both all three of precepts, concentration, and wisdom.
好，那我们来功德回向哈。 Let's transfer the merits.